tiny way. Tristan Evans is bunkered off with slanging comedy around his dongus.
Hey,
you're listening to Radio Pizza
Party on CITR.
You wanted to do it this time. We didn't kind of discuss that beforehand.
It's okay. It's like improv. They don't discuss anything beforehand.
They don't?
There's no rules. They don't have any guidelines that they try to go by.
You're telling me.
It's people who've never met before.
Oh, they've never met
before.
Wow, they're good.
And they just try to be funny.
Wow, so like at the beginning of most improv shows, they have a... We've never met before, correct? And
yes.
And the person says yes.
And then the other person will say, I will quiz you on things that anybody who barely knows me would know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's my last name? And the other person wouldn't know, so they'd say, yeah. I don't know. And then it sort of goes on like that.
Yeah.
Until everybody in the audience leaves.
Leaves or is just crying laughing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mike Myers could do a great, I don't know you. He was so good at that.
Second City?
Yeah.
This is Radio Pizza Party, a radio show.
Yep.
As you probably have guessed, as you fiddled to the little dial.
I'd wonder if you didn't know what you were fiddling. Yeah, I'd be confused if I would just fiddle a dial and human voices came out.
Yeah.
Especially voices as charismatic as these.
That's very true. I think if I just had an object in my car and I didn't know what it was and I just was like, hey, why don't you turn this thing on? Bam, and then you hear this, it'd be like discovering fire. It'd be a transformative moment in someone's life, I think.
Yeah.
So what is our show generally?
Our show...
In the general sense.
Our show generally, not the generally, our show has nothing to do with Dukes of Hazzard.
No.
Our show generally is us two comedic powerhouses talking about things that we enjoy. We talk about the news of the day.
Mm-hmm.
We have news to discuss, and we discuss that news.
I have a lot of little topics.
Topics as well. We pick a topic at complete random. There's no rhyme nor reason.
No.
Not even the reason for the season.
No, that we don't discuss.
No, we don't Jesus discuss Christ. The immoral war on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we play songs. Songs that we don't perform ourselves.
And this is, of course, all taking place on 101.9 FM.
Yes, CITR. On the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples,
yes,
at the University of British Columbia.
Yeah, of course.
In the beautiful Art Deco, I would say, AMS Nest.
Art Deco, I thought it was... it's kind of like that combination of mid-century modern and Art Deco.
Yeah, Bauhaus, I think they call it.
Yeah, with like maybe a couple splashes of brutalism.
Yeah, and maybe some rococo in there.
Rococo. Shout out to Alex and Owen.
Hey,
that's a song.
Arcade Fire, we'll sing the alphabet for you.
Yeah.
Don't even worry about it.
Hey, don't worry. Jack, how's it going, my man?
It's going good. I've had a good day.
You are Jack.
I am Jack. I am Jack Lamming.
Yeah, sorry. Jeez.
If you're a keen-eared listener who knows my middle name, you can call in at 604-822-2487.
That is, of course, 604-822-2487.
And you can call us up, and you can tell me my middle name. And if you do know my middle name, and you're a listener to this, I will give you a slap in the face.
Yeah, if you can call in and guess Jack's middle name, and you come down to the studio, he'll slap you in the face. And that is a reward.
It's a reward, because afterwards, I'll give you a hug, and I'll tell you I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, and you'll be a Amanda Hug and Kiss.
I'll be Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Yeah.
And I'll demand a hug and kiss.
I won't. No, you won't.
No, that's horrible.
No, you won't demand. You might ask.
I might. You can say no.
Yeah.
I'm a human being. I respect other human beings.
Okay.
let's get out of here.
So I am, of course, Tristan. The other person on the microphones. So didn't mean to interrupt you earlier. What are you doing? What are you up to?
I am doing, right now I'm playing with this headphone jack.
Tristan.
My name is Jack.
Yeah, I'm Tristan.
Oh, no, I'm making a radio with Tristan, but I'm fiddling with a radio jack, a headphone jack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm radio jack. My day was good. I went to three of my four classes because one in the morning was canceled.
It was at one in the morning?
Yeah, I know. That's why they canceled it. The professor was like, this is way too early, guys.
Yeah, they...
Come on.
But they still have it, and there's everyone's still obligated to go, but no, I imagine
nobody
few people
goes.
Show up.
Yeah. A couple of night owls do.
Yeah.
Or do night hawks.
Do you think you have to... Or, on the other hand, super morning people. They go to bed at like 1 p.m.
That's true. They work the graveyard shift from 4 to midnight,
mm-hmm.
and then they get there. And they learn about Soviet history.
Yeah. Cool. So you did that. You went to class.
I did that. I went to class. And then I went to, I uploaded my other podcast that doesn't have anything to do with you. To
but I have
Sound,
done stuff on
you
it.
Have done stuff on it. And it was very helpful. To SoundCloud. And then I went to a staff meeting at the unnamed university paper where both of us work. Like a couple of jerks. And then I came here. How was your day?
Oh, my day. Great. Wake up.
Good start.
Good start. I put on a shirt. So, Jack, you see I'm wearing a white shirt.
Yes, I do see that. I do see dough.
If there was a if there was a band in the 90s, it would be white shirt. Or in the 80s, white shirt.
Okay.
White snake, I don't know.
That was a reach.
It's not even anything. So, and then I get to the office, and I'm like, why don't I give myself a cup of coffee? Because I...
Do you... When you have things, mm-hmm. do you always frame it as I'm going to give myself this?
Yeah. So when
I'm going to give myself a banana. I'm peckish.
Yeah, I'm going to give this to myself. Even just normal things. Like I'm going to give myself another breath. I'll let that happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That seems like you're being withholding to yourself.
But it feels so good to be given something that you think you might not get.
You think you might decide not to give yourself another breath.
That's why if I frame it like that, I enjoy every moment a little bit better.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. So I decided to give myself a cup of coffee, and I'm wearing a white shirt.
Very
it's got
important.
Buttons on it.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the top. It did earlier, but I was coughing, so I unloosened her up.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing of the day, spill coffee on my shirt.
You fool.
I know.
You absolute fool.
I know. So I instantly go, God, take it off, put it on a different shirt that's hanging around in the office I'm at. Put this under, I put it under the water. Get water all over the shirt, not even just in the stain spot. So the cuff was wet. It was a disaster.
You got the cuff wet too?
The entire shirt was like pretty much soaked.
And the cuff?
And the cuff.
Wow.
Well, because they are a pant shirt. They go down like the cuff.
Oh,
of
you got
the, pant.
The cuff of the pant? You're wearing like a jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Like the janitor from Scrubs.
Yes, exactly. I'm like Neil Flynn, that actor.
Yep, that's him. He was also in The Middle.
Yes.
Which was the spinoff of Malcolm in the Middle once he left.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
And they recast the dad and the mom and the two other brothers.
And they completely changed their names.
Yeah. All to Malcolm.
Oh, okay. But but they dropped the Malcolm from the title?
Yeah, because there were too many. It couldn't be Malcolms in the Middles.
That's true.
Yeah.
They wouldn't need to do Middles, plural, but
The weird part is they changed their last name to McLaren.
Oh,
they're
so
all Malcolm McLaren.
So they're all like, "Hey, the medium is the message here, people."
Yeah,
is that
exactly.
That guy? That's Marshall.
Marshall Mathers.
Yeah, Marshall Mathers. He did the meaning is the message, or the message is the meaning.
Right.
Or what is? You know what I'm trying to say. The medium is the message.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
The message is the meaning. Yes, I think that's how that works.
Marshall Mathers did that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also did the Eminem show, and Relapse.
He was He was the Eminem.
Yeah,
like the green M&M?
He was the green M&M show.
Wow.
Oh, man, it's been a long week for you, isn't it? Should we talk about some news? Can we pad this out a bit more?
Hey.
What did you have for breakfast? What did you give yourself for breakfast?
I gave myself oatmeal. This is going to sound like an old person's breakfast. I put oatmeal.
Prunes.
With dates and coconut milk.
You bought dates? Where'd you buy dates?
My girlfriend bought these really great dates you can get on a place on Davie Street. They're like, you know how most dates you get from a grocery store are like really dry and kind of chalky? Mm-hmm. These ones are like somehow still like, they're really
good. They aren't
past date. They're really like jammy. They're good.
Mm. I don't think I've ever eaten a whole date.
You ever been on one either? This is a little segment we like to call some news to discuss. Okay, for first-time, long-time listeners, news to discuss.
I know I'm one.
Yes. Some news to discuss is a show.
Show that we do.
Show that we do. Or it's a show within the show. It's a sub-show.
Yeah, it's like it's a show about something within a show about nothing. Like Seinfeld.
Oh, that's okay.
Because the channel it was on was the show, and then Seinfeld was the show
NBC,
within a show.
Primetime.
Yeah, nothing but comedy.
Yeah.
And then the Seinfeld is the show within a show, and then that's the show about nothing.
Yeah, just a reminder to our listeners, if you want to guess Jack's middle name, we have not divulged it yet, 604-822-2487. If you call in and come to the studio, Jack will give you a good old slap on the face.
If you want.
Yes,
this is all
he will
up
ask
to
you. He will ask you. But we'd just giving a reminder to the listener. So let's talk about some news to discuss.
Let's talk about some news. I feel like I'm going to get Fred Jones.
What's
the
guy
from Scooby?
Scooby-Doo, yeah. Fred Jones.
I think Coolsville sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only time that's ever happened. Someone's taken something out of context.
That's where the term comes from.
Fake news?
No, the movie was called Scooby-Doo. It was taken out of context.
Oh, yeah. So this first piece of news.
Hit me with it.
This is all going to pop off in the whole Trump department. So what is...
I tell you what. Every day I say that to myself when I wake up in the morning.
I wake up.
Go and put on my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Other words to that song.
As a bit in the shake up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, you know what? Things just couldn't get any more wild down there.
Mm. Preach it. I wake up every day and I look. I have a little Google alert for Robert Mueller. And I'm like, what's this boy up to tonight?
I read my Krasenstein book, How the People Trumped Ronald Klump.
And things are about to pop off.
Things are about to pop off. This morning.
Pop off is bad, though, right?
Well, pop off is a pretty good vodka, but pop off is bad.
Well,
pop off can be good.
Because you can be like a party's about to pop off.
Yeah.
That can be cool.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where your political linings are with this news then.
But like, let's say you're in a very small room and there's a bunch of fireworks that are about to pop off.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
That's very bad.
Would they be bootlegged?
I would say that they'd be bootleg fireworks.
Okay.
And you should get the water.
Okay.
But yeah, this morning, FBI agents raided Roger Stone's house. That was bad.
Yeah.
The guy. The government reopened, though.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. That's, you know, like, Roger Stone, definitely not. The best man.
Not the best man. I think we have more about Roger Stone later, so we can let's talk about more Trump news of the week.
I just want you to bring up he's not the best man.
He's not the best man. He would not be the best man at my wedding.
Exactly. That's kind of where I was hoping to talk about it.
Oh, you wanted to...
But let's leave that for that.
Has he asked you?
We'll leave it for
later.
Okay.
Yeah, let's keep it. Let's save that good radio.
Yeah. There was a storm in Nova Scotia.
Yes, there was. A bit of context to that one. We were going to have a show last week, and we were unable to. Not because of the storm in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, no, yeah.
That news item had to be edited from, there's going to be a storm. There's a big storm coming, Nova Scotia.
Did it actually end up happening?
Don't know. I haven't followed the story.
If anyone listening from Nova Scotia, please call in 604-822-2487 to all our Halifax listeners across this nation. Listening in to this radio show. So there's the ocean.
There's the ocean. There's
the Atlantic.
If I'm counting, I think there's four oceans.
Really?
There's the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Arctic, and the Indian.
Oh, but then what are the seven seas? I thought that was
There's like a million seas.
Then why did pirates lie?
Because they couldn't go that far.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
This was before the Panama Canal.
Oh, so they'd have to go all the way around South
exactly.
Africa. Yeah, or South America, sorry.
And then there's inland seas as well.
Yeah, Caspian.
The Caspian. Kasabian.
Yeah.
Pretty good band.
Mm-hmm.
Others.
Others.
Black, there's the Black Sea.
The Dead Sea.
There's the Dead Sea.
Maybe that's more than seven right there. Mm-hmm. So this weather comes off of the ocean into Nova Scotia. Theoretically, don't know if this happened. Please call in if you know what happened in Nova Scotia, if anything.
And if you were a loyal listener, we'll tell you in 25 minutes. You got to stay on the line. We'll look it up in 25 minutes, and we'll tell you. But you got to stay. You got to stay on the
dial. Yeah. So if you're driving, you can't use your phone and drive and look this up. Mm-mm. So
no
you better
way.
Stick because we put this now in your brain. You want to find out. You're like, oh, I gotta friggin' find out.
Maybe have an Alexa duct taped to your dashboard.
That
with your and you're hot spotting it with your phone.
Yeah.
Don't you dare ask that, Alexa.
Don't you be like, Alexa.
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 Hello, nurse.
What happened in Nova Scotia?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
What are you holding out on this Nova Scotia facts from with me?
I want to know about Nova Scotia.
I would like to know a few things about New Scotland.
That can't be where its name is from.
That's what its name means. What? Did you actually not know that?
I mean, I kind of would have guessed, but I didn't know it.
Nova Scotia means New Scotland in Latin.
Cool. I didn't know that Scotland had a Latin name.
Well, there was Romans in England, in the UK.
That's true.
They had to name it.
And then they built Hadrian's Wall. They're like, we're not going up there.
Uh-oh, that's a little too...
Yikes.
Okay, so the next piece of news. Some batteries in a vape.
Okay.
Do you know what a vape is?
I've heard the term vape before. I think it is either water vapor or a vaporizer.
It's both.
Okay.
I think.
Hold on just a minute.
Yeah. Maybe when I get to the whole thing, maybe we'll give you some context.
Okay.
So a vape apparently exploded and caused a fire in a WestJet plane.
It did?
Yeah. And but if you think that's bad, you should have seen what happened in economy class. Am I right?
Yay. Now, with the context of the rest of that headline, I still have no idea.
Oh, what a vape is? That didn't clear it up for you.
No, I just know it has batteries.
Okay, so.
And it explodes. It could be a hand grenade, for all I know, if they have batteries.
Imagine if you're like, oh, the batteries on my hand grenade died. I gotta put
in. I only used this thing like four times.
Does anybody have any double A's? Like, no, these are triple A's. That's even worse.
so Tristan sorry. Is having a coughing
so
fit.
Sorry. So, you ever been smoking a cigarette?
No.
Okay. So, do you ever see someone smoking a cigarette and you think, man, I wish that cigarette was made of electricity.
I've thought that when thinking of other people smoking cigarettes, because I want them to be electrocuted.
Oh, okay. So you might...
I don't think smoking is good for the world.
The world?
The world.
Okay.
As a whole. Okay. as a whole, I don't think it's good for the world.
Okay.
So if people had like a small electric shock, nothing to kill them, maybe like a third degree burn on their lip.
that's pretty painful and bad. Like that's
it would stop them smoking.
That's true.
If one out of every 10,000 cigarettes did that,
no one would smoke cigarettes.
No one would smoke cigarettes.
That's true.
If I told you that one out of every 10,000 apples would kill you, would you eat apples?
Well,
I'd probably eat 9,999.
Yeah, because I'd be like, okay, I gotta stop here because this is getting.
All right, I've hit my quota. No more apples for this guy.
Yeah, so apparently one exploded in a plane, and that caused it, I think, probably to land. I can't imagine there being a fire on a plane and it staying in the air.
The pilot got on the intercom and went, "It's fine, guys, come on."
We have places to be. It's scheduled.
Come on.
People on this plane have layovers, and some of them are pretty short, so we actually can't really risk this right now.
The guy in 40G is connecting to Seattle. He has to get to another terminal in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Come on. We're already delayed a little bit.
Yeah. We can't wait. Like, we slowed down this plane. Like, we kind of pulled over this plane.
Yeah.
When in the air, when
we're
we saw
waiting.
This fire.
Yeah, we put on the air brakes. We're parked.
So we got to get going again.
Yeah. No, we don't have time to pull over.
No, we can't
I don't
have
care
a breather.
If you want snacks. We have bags of peanuts.
Yeah, we got to be there before it's dark.
Yeah.
I don't want to be driving in the night. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Not on the highways.
Dancing in the dark? Out of the question.
Mm-mm.
Driving? No thanks.
Worse.
Either. Uh-uh.
Worse.
Okay, speaking of layovers.
Yeah.
This is just a fun personal anecdote I would like to tell.
Okay.
I was flying from Chicago to Seattle recently, and then from Seattle we were flying to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Our layover in Seattle was 40 minutes, and we were 40 minutes late.
Ooh.
And we had to get the Seattle Airport is kind of laid out like a four-legged spider. Like, there's a main part where you check in and everything, and then it goes out into four different legs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to get from one leg to another. And there's a metro system.
Like a cross, like from one to, like, yeah.
Yeah, and we had to get from Terminal C to Terminal N, which is one metro stop away because they have their own train system, which is wild. But they didn't say that the platform for C is closed. So we just got on and we went all the way around to the further stop. We were like, it must just be going the other way this time for some reason. And we went back around and skipped C again. So we had to get out and run. And then we run all the way to the stop. Our flight here is delayed in Seattle. We get on the plane finally after another hour. We sit on the plane for an hour, which is one of those tiny prop planes that goes from Seattle to Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Pilot comes on and says, I don't feel comfortable flying this plane. We're having mechanical problems. You have to get out and go to a different gate. Delayed another hour.
Ah.
Then we finally get to Vancouver.
Wow.
A 40-minute flight was like 4 hours.
Ah, geez.
I may have inflated those numbers a lot, but it was still a long time.
Well, what about
I may have played fast and loose with the truth there.
Well, yeah, like, okay. Very trustworthy man.
Well, it's not like I'm a journalist or anything.
I'm just going to read this next one,
okay.
This next piece of news, then we'll leave the news segment.
Okay.
Roger Stone got arrested for getting, you read this,
yeah.
Roger Stoned next to a cop.
And now we come full circle to our best man bit.
Yes. Our famous best man bit.
Now we're connecting the dots.
So would you
cup with a ball of red string?
Would you have Roger Stone as your best man at a wedding? At your wedding, and then your wedding.
If the person whose wedding it was really nice and really good friends with Roger Stone, I mean, power to him. You guys probably got
no. I'm saying like you're like the wedding planner.
Oh, I'm the wedding planner, and I get to choose who the best man is.
And say it's like. Say it's like friend of the show Ben's wedding.
FOTS Ben.
Yeah.
No, because I hope I'm.
What if Ben was like, I'll take it or leave it?
Me or Roger Stone?
Roger Stone. He's like, about it. But he'd be like, I'll
Am
be
I
fine.
Out of the running to be best man. For this
You're season. Out of the running. He's like, you're the planner. You can't be the best man. And so do you pick?
What an. Okay.
would you make Roger Stone be the best man?
I would, to punish Ben.
For being a jerk.
Because Roger Stone looks like he smells like way too much cologne.
Mm-hmm.
And weed, apparently, if the story is to be believed.
It's not. Okay.
He's also not responsible.
What do you mean?
He lived in Florida.
Oh, I thought you said he's not responsible for his crimes. I was like, whoa.
No, he knew what he was doing. He pulled out that doobie.
That's what he got.
What do you think of this? Would you have him as your best man?
As my best man?
Yeah, speak carefully.
No, I'd have him as I'd make a new setting, the worst man.
Worst man.
They should do that in weddings.
And everybody who is married throws their ring at him.
Yeah.
And we make them divorce their wife if they are married.
And then if they aren't married, we're going to make them get married.
Whoa. To the worst woman.
Yeah.
Because the bridesmaid has a worst maid as well.
So yeah, that should be a thing in weddings. Everyone votes on the worst person just within their general, like, social circles, maybe the world, if they want, like they choose that interpretation of that qualifier,
yeah.
And then they have to come and be the worst person, the worst man,
and the maid of dishonor. That one's a bit more clear,
yeah.
Because honor is like a value. Worst can cover a lot of things. Could be like, you could make it fun, like worst at beer pong. And then, like, Chaz has to be the worst man.
Yeah,
And they throw ping pong balls if you want.
And then, or the worst man can be, like a Roger Stone type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's in a cage.
He's in a cage.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you get to choose what happens to the worst man.
That's true. So that has been some news to discuss.
Like, really gets it together there.
Sweet.
Okay.
Whoa.
I think there's another special event that we have today.
What?
Not necessarily for the show,
oh,
but just in the world.
Why mention it?
In the world in general. I mean, I meant like you don't have to find any music for this. Like it's okay. Tristan's running the boards tonight. It's Robert Burns Day.
Robbie Burns.
And one of us here is the most Scottish person I know.
Yeah, me.
It's Tristan Wheeler is the most Scottish human being I've ever encountered.
Yeah, so that's thank you for finally like really
of
making
course.
That
yeah.
saying that. As a full-blooded Scot.
Oh, full-blooded Scot.
I am just so happy for this day. I'm going to sing for Auld Lang Syne.
Of course. The perfect time to sing it.
I'm going
to
read about the haggis.
Yeah.
Which is a poem.
Yeah.
And I'll learn about the bonnie banks of Loch Lomond. It's going to be great.
Oh.
Going to wear a tartan. I'll be tartan around.
You little tart?
Hey.
You're a tartan.
Yeah. I love some tartan. Yeah, Robbie Burns. Do you want to explain what that is, Jack?
So, with my wealth of knowledge about Scotland, Robbie Burns was full name Robert, short for Roberto. He was a Scottish
Burns, short for Mr. Burns.
Yeah, Roberto Mr. Burns was a Scottish poet in the 1700s, I think. He is still the poet laureate of Scotland. They refused to give it up. He wrote many famous poems that are sung once a year. And there's many traditions that are associated with the day. It's kind of just a day to celebrate.
It's like a big
Scottish
day.
Yeah, it's a big day to celebrate Scottish culture. There's haggis. Mm-hmm. There's reading to the haggis where you address it like Clint Eastwood talking to that chair at the RNC, which is where he got the idea for that. And you all drink a lot of whiskey and beer.
Whiskey and beer. I would like a whiskey.
Okay. Yeah. So that's.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So that's kind of like I imagine that's like Canada has Canada Day. This is kind of like Scotland Day.
The U.S. has U.S. Day.
Yeah, I mean, every country has their day.
Yeah.
Every dog has its day.
Yeah, the U.K. has U.K. Day.
And, yeah, so that's that. That's today. I don't know what I'm going to do to celebrate it. Oh, yeah, I forgot it was today. Because I'm just so Scottish, every day is Robbie Burns Day to me.
Yep, that's you. You eat haggis every day for lunch.
Yeah.
Farts could melt the back of a pair of jeans.
Yeah, it's ravaging my body. Why don't we go to a quick little break?
Let's go to a QLB.
And then we will pick the show back up.
Hello, I'm the show.
And continue.
And again, if you know my middle name, call in about 3.5 minutes. It's 604-822-2487. Our lines are always open.
We're always hoping for a call. This next song is called Can't Connect, and it's by Freak Dream. Thank you.
Can't connect. Can't connect. What do you feel? Can't connect. Do you feel anything? Can't connect. What do you feel? Can't connect. You feel alone? Can't connect. Do you feel alone? Can't connect. Can't connect.
Are you looking for a short escape? This January, join the Vancouver Short Film Festival on a journey through 39 films made by BC filmmakers. The festival features 5 90-minute screenings, door prizes, and the opportunity to rub shoulders with BC's up-and-coming filmmakers. You don't want to miss this. With a ticket to any screening, you can attend the opening and closing parties and revel in the amazing work cooked up by talented local filmmakers. Keep it short at the 2019 Vancouver Short Film Festival on January 25th and 26th at the Van City Theatre. For more information, head to vsff.com. All screenings are 19+.
The PUSH International Performing Arts Festival is celebrating its 15th year this January. The festival brings the best of contemporary performing art from around the world and across the country, right here in Vancouver. Featuring genre-bending work in theater, dance, multimedia, music, and film, PUSH is proud to present work that explodes notions of what performance is and celebrates artists whose work starts conversations. Tickets are on sale now at pushfestival.ca.
And we're back to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded territory of the Musqueam, which is also known as UBC.
Yep, my headphones are on weird.
I'm glad that everyone can see that. Jack, what have we been doing on this show?
This show today, we've been talking about Scottish holidays, arguing for Scottish independence. But as always, I just assume people know. Running a contest to see if people can guess my middle name.
Yeah, if you think you can guess Jack's middle name, call in 604-822-2487. Do you want to maybe give like one clue?
It ends in a letter that's in the second half of the alphabet.
Okay, yeah, I think that's just
that's
good
as specific
enough.
As I'm willing to be.
Each guess, you'll get more obvious clues.
Yeah. And we'll give a guess every five. We'll give a clue every 5 minutes.
If no one calls in, they just won't know.
They just won't know. But by the end, I'll have given almost every letter.
Yeah.
Or not. You'll have to listen to find out.
You have to listen to find out.
Or call in, because I'll tell you if you guess.
What?
I'll tell whoever guesses. You lose the slap. You don't win the slap anymore.
But how can you tell someone who guesses?
Like if they guess it wrong.
People? Yeah.
I'll be like, ah, you were so close, it's actually blank.
But then you'd say it on air and everyone else would hear.
Well, the contest would be over.
So you only want one guess.
I only want one guess.
Well, I was thinking get one guess and then other people guess. But
they're
so
inspired by the one person calling.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't we up the ante?
All right.
If you're the 100th caller...
If you're the 100th caller,
I'll give you my 100th dollar that I ever made.
Wow, you have that framed?
Yeah.
That's
a
big get.
I framed a loony.
And it's like a 6x6 frame. Like, it is huge for like.
Yeah.
People think it's the
wall. It takes up a wall in your apartment. Yeah.
Be like, why is the wall so glossy? And what's this? Oh, that's a picture frame, but with a loony straight in the center.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
And it has one of those cutouts, like those, like a scratch and sniff sticker.
And you can you can touch the loony?
Yeah, yeah. You can touch the loony.
And smell it?
Yeah, it smells like a loony.
Okay, well, I mean, I was wondering if you added scent or something.
No. Every once in a while, I spray it with this new coin smell you can get.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I understand we have some mail from the CEO.
Of CITR.
Of CITR, Prander...
Magunti.
So let's play...
Pran Mail's theme.
In 1 second.
Life in misery.
Tell me something, really. How do you sleep at night?
Fight to the death.
In life, they're at odds.
She's beautiful, but she's a pill.
Online, they're in love.
All right.
This is Pran Mail.
So let me just read a little something from the CEO of CITR.
Make sure you get the voice right.
Hey guys, I'm gonna level with you. It's been a rough month. My beautiful wife, whose name I'd prefer not to say on the air, has decided to leave me.
Ooh, uh-oh.
Yeah, it's not going so well for Brander.
Well, at least she hasn't picked me up from the ice skating rink yet.
Oh, some hope there. Should I commentary every sentence?
Yeah, commentary every sentence.
Okay.
I won't, because I've already read this.
Okay. It's been a long month, especially because I left my shoes in her car. So I've been shuffling to and from the vending machine to my ice in my ice skates. Aye. It's bad for the skates. Did you ever, I guess you never wear a skate.
I mean,
thing.
I've worn ice skates before. I never played hockey or like
just like
was
the
very confident.
The feeling of ice skates on anything but like
oh, it's
ice.
Terrible. Just, you feel like you're going to roll your ankle yeah. like that second.
I've made with the staff here call a nest under the bleachers, but I'm staying positively. Interesting. I swiped a janitor's phone and usually his old phone and I'm using his I'll start that sentence again. I swiped a janitor's phone and I'm using his old headphones to keep up with your show. You guys have done such great work that I've been able to forget the tragic situation I'm in. I'd also like to come on the show sometime soon. And it ends with a comma. There's no final punctuation there.
Oh, yeah, it was torn when I got it.
Oh, whoa, it was yeah. a letter?
It was a letter, yeah. Oh, and it was really cold.
I was omitting the stops after each yeah. line.
A guy, an 80-year-old man in an old hat came and said, Western Union!
In an old hat? Yeah. Like a Western Union hat or just yeah. an old hat?
I mean, the hat said Western Union on it, but it was like written on a white baseball cap. Like, I don't think it was a Western Union hat.
Oh, okay. That's probably what they can afford now is yeah. Western Union in their telegraph department.
Do you think they still do telegraphs? Can we send somebody a telegraph?
As a telegram. A telegraph is something else. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Do you think we're on a radio show. That's like a big part of telegrams. So, hey.
Shouldn't we be saying stop at the end of each of our sentences? Stop.
Translate it.
Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Son of a bitch. I don't know why you included that last part.
Yeah, that was... Well, you say stop. You don't say that after each line.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh man, I really misinterpreted. I thought that was a short way to say that.
Yeah.
It was S-O-A-B. Yeah. I got the letters wrong.
Yeah. S-O-A-B. Okay. So I guess Prander's in a... He's at
Prander's in a bind.
He's in a bind and he's way behind and maybe he's looking for a soul to steal. I don't know about that.
Yeah. I think he should probably jot down to Georgia.
Yeah. If I don't say so myself. So
you should say so yourself. Prander, own what you say.
Prander hasn't sent us an email in a long or a message or a mail or whatever you want to call it.
He hasn't communicated with us.
So I guess he's do we know when like was this postmarked?
No.
Post-dated?
But it was old. It was. It looked like it had been in the cold and the wet for a while.
Oh.
And when I got it, it was cold to the touch.
Oh, right. You did mention that.
Yeah. Which is amazing. Somehow, I don't know how a letter that had been sent from somewhere cold would still be cold.
But on the other hand, I don't know how it would be warm.
It would have been weird if he'd mailed us from the beach and it was really warm.
And like sand was in it.
Yeah. And you open it up and the sun shone out.
And the sun shot out?
Sean.
Oh.
Shone?
Sean.
Sean out. I think
Sean,
I know that guy.
That, which is, hey, there's another clue for you guys. Sean is not Jack's middle name.
Nope. We're narrowing it down, people.
Remember, 604-822-2487. Call in to guess Jack's middle name, and you might get a little prize.
Mm-hmm. And it's six letters long.
Oh.
There's an extra hint for you.
It is? Yes, it is.
I know. I kind of had to do that math. So I thought it was seven.
Six-letter words, not Sean.
Not Sean, and the last letter is in the back half of the alphabet.
Back half of the alphabet. So, Jack.
Yes, hit me with it.
We do have topics to discuss.
We have topics to discuss. I think this is the latest we have ever said our topic. Usually we get to it in the first 10 to 12 minutes.
We are now 40 minutes in.
Yes.
Almost. And feeling good.
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling grand.
I'm feeling like I can't stand.
I'm feeling like I'd like to play in the sand.
With Prander down at the beach.
Yeah.
So, Jack, what do you hope that that it might be?
I'm hoping that it has something to do with sun and sand. I'm hoping that it has something to do with warmth and perhaps the passage of time.
Well, it has actually all of those. One second. I guess I don't have that. Our topic today...
Footage not found.
Footage not found. Our topic today is... Jack, you can just Just let it go right into the mic. People love hearing that.
I know they do.
Winter is over. What? It's January.
It's past December 31st, people. Winter's over.
Winter's over. Hey, Snow, you're canceled.
Hey, Snow, we read your old tweets. You're canceled. You're done here.
Hey, wetness and cold, why don't you get out of here and don't let the door hit you with a good Lord split you.
Hey, gloomy days. Wave bye-bye.
I just waved bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey,
here's my waving sound. Like
celebrating Christmas every day?
Mm-mm.
Bye-bye.
No way.
No
not
way.
Not for me, baby.
When do you think is the official final day? Like the okay, not the official, because there is an actual date for that. But when do you think the actual final day of winter is?
I'd say, well, it changes every year because every winter's different. It's a movable feast. Which is a defined thing I learned in my Roman religion course this week.
What?
A movable feast.
Oh, it's not just the name of a book?
No, it's it's like a festival that has no set day. Like, oh. Easter is one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Because the Roman calendar, this is really boring. The Roman calendar was originally on the lunar cycles, which are 29 and a half days, which means that a harvest festival would eventually be in the spring, because it doesn't add up to 365 days. Anyway, I'd say the... Like mid-March, I usually start phasing out. I'm like, okay, spring.
You start fading away?
I start fading away. I stop eating. I don't leave the house. I'm like, until it hits 25 degrees, I ain't putting any food between these, and I point to my jaws.
Yeah. You can't stand temperatures in between, like, I don't know, 5 and 15, you said, right?
15? No way.
Or 25.
15 and 25, yeah.
Those are the only two temperatures.
Yeah. I call them room temperature, because if it's in there, I'm in my room.
Oh.
I'm not leaving. Sophie, my wonderful, loving girlfriend will be like, you need to cook dinner, and I said, bring the oven in here.
Bring it in.
Yeah, and I blow cigarette smoke in her face, and I say, make it hot outside. I make her hold a lighter at the window.
Open the windows. Let the warmth get out there. Touch it a bit.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Help us out a little bit.
Hey, give us some. Come to us when we're coming to you, you know?
Meet me in the middle. Because I'm stuck in the middle with you.
Malcolm.
Yeah.
Stuck. What
Stuck in the Malcolm in the middle, McLaren.
They should redo that song where it's stuck in the middle with you, Malcolm.
Yeah, and it sounded really mean at the end. Stuck in the middle with you, Malcolm. You jerk. Look what you did, you little jerk, Malcolm.
Oh, this is so dumb. This is such a dumb show. I don't know why anyone listens.
Does anyone listen?
Hey, if you're listening, call in 604-822-2487 and guess Jack's middle name,
guess
everybody.
Guess my middle name. Here's another clue.
Guess his name. Oh, I should get that song up.
Yeah, the first letter of my name is from the first third of the alphabet. So there's that.
Guess his name. 604-822-2487.
This has been almost every Friday night of our lives for almost 2 years.
Yeah. I know, it's beautiful. I love it.
It's the best.
I love it.
It's like one of the most fun parts of my week.
Yeah. Just a bit of discussion, what's going on. Why don't we go to a quick little break?
A QLB.
This next song is called Pony Boy.
Ooh.
By Sophie. Not your girlfriend.
Oh, not
Sophie,
my girlfriend.
But.
The pop singer, Sophie.
The pop singer.
All caps.
So once that's done, we will continue the show, just like how every time we play music.
Yep, that's usually how we do it.
Yep. All right.
Bye.
We'll be right back. Thought about going abroad to study, work, intern, or learn a language? Mark Thursday, February 28th your calendar, and get down to the Vancouver Convention Center, East Building, to find out how. All the experts under one roof, top universities, gap year specialists, and student travel organizations. There's a feature seminar on scholarships that starts at 1 p.m. and the expo opens at 2 p.m. Admission is free. Check it out online at www.studyandgoabroad.com for more info.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, please voice
this
one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
It could be global, trance, spoken word, rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Randophonic is best thought of as an introversal jukebox which has no concept of genre, style, political boundaries, or even space-time relevance. But it does know good sounds from bad. Lately, the program has been focused on Philip Random's All Vinyl Countdown plus Apocalypse, the 1,111th greatest records you probably haven't heard. And we're not afraid of noise. Randophonic, every Saturday at 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh, hi.
We're back.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam. At aka UBC.
Yes.
We've been discussing a lot of things on the show. All of them are of consequence. We've been talking about, would Roger Stone be the best man at our wedding? Both
no.
said no. Both
no
said
thanks.
No.
He could be the worst man.
He
at
could
wedding.
Be the worst man.
I know several worst people, but Roger Stone is up there.
He could be up there.
Yeah.
We talked about winter being over. Well, we just touched on winter being over. That's for
we
the
didn't
rest
spend
of the show.
Too much time on that. I'd like to get more into it as the show goes on.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. We have a show to do that format, and we've also talked about the news. Talked about what's going on in the world. This crazy world.
We're chatting about this crazy world that we find ourselves living in.
Mm-hmm.
one thing I'd like to say.
And we also have been, sorry, before you continue, call in to guess Jack's middle name. We've
if you
given
can guess
a few,
my middle name.
A few different, can you?
So the current clues are, it's not Sean.
Mm-hmm.
The last letter is from the back half of the English language.
Alphabet.
That's the one, yeah. The first letter is from the front third of the English alphabet, and it's six letters.
So call in 604-822-2487. That's right,
604-822-2487.
Jack, my man, my leader, my king.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Are you familiar with the phrase false spring?
No.
You're not? You're not at all?
No.
It's that part in like late January where it gets warm randomly.
Yes.
And then it's like a false spring.
Yes, because you feel that spring has sprung, but that idea, it's as good as dung.
That's what I always am saying.
Yeah. You say that to me weirdly often. And I don't appreciate
it. Well, I mean, how else am I going to kind of let it be known to you where I'm at, how is my day, except for saying that?
Yeah, fair enough.
So, my friend.
Yee.
What are you doing?
I am just hanging out with my best bud. I'm sorry, I'm having to plan some stuff. I've been texting intermittently.
Wow.
I'm genuinely sorry.
We got ourselves a texter.
I'm glad you've called me
somebody,
out on air.
Somebody call.
You've humbled me. I am ashamed.
Somebody call that infamous character from that TV show, Texter, because we got one of them.
Texter. The serial killer who texts all his victims. I'd like to institute a new rule. We start doing a worst man, and it's of every show.
Oh, that's
like,
a good idea.
Like, we pick which...
We pick a worst man of the week.
Yeah, and I'd say this week it's me, because I am distracted during... our radio show, which I do take very seriously.
So the two worst men of this week
are Roger Stone
Jr. And Jack
and me.
Jack,
yeah.
Lamming.
Jack, middle third, six letters, back half, W. Oh, yeah, the last letter is W.
Ooh.
There's another. I'm just dropping breadcrumbs. I'm like QAnon.
Yeah. yeah, so like I said, if you're listening, feel free to call.
Feel free to just... just drop us a line.
Drop us a line. Drop us a... Hey, if you want to drop us a fine...
Hey, if you want to drop a lime in your coconut and shake it all up...
I hate my co-host. I've never felt that.
Here's a beef I have with that song.
Okay.
Okay, take the top off a coconut.
There's no beef in there.
There's no... One, there's no beef. So, problem solved. No, you take the top off a coconut. You put a lime in it. You shake it. Coconuts don't have lids. Like, you can put the chunk that you cut off. Mm-hmm. There's going to be coconut water flying everywhere.
It's not a watertight container, a coconut.
No. Maybe they mean put a lime in the container that you're using to hold the coconut water that you drained out of the coconut, and then you discarded the shell. That I get.
Yeah, that's understandable. And another thing about coconuts.
Hit me with it.
Hey. Coconuts, you're putting you on blast.
Is this an episode of Cheese Off? No, it's not.
It's not. Okay, you want to put a lime in the coconut. Do you want the coconut like meat involved in there too? You're going to have to shake it pretty vigorously.
Yeah. If you want to be able to suck up the entire inner shell of the coconut through a straw, you're going to have to shake it pretty hard, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Calm down.
Calm down and shake on.
We will shake you.
I once, in this place, in this resort that I went to in Cuba, there were just like coconuts around. Like you could just pick a coconut off a tree.
Yeah.
Which is kind of
cool.
How
short were these palm trees?
Pretty short. I think they made them that short. Like, you know, like
they beat them down.
Yeah. So you could just pluck a coconut.
Right.
And then I remember I walked with this coconut and I wanted it opened. Mm-hmm. So I went to the bartender of the thing. I'm being like, how can I... do you have something I can open this coconut with?
Yeah.
And he's like, he like looked at me like very strangely because it's like obviously a dumb thing to ask someone.
He whips out his machete from his back pocket.
So he grabbed it. He's like, here, let me see. And then he put it on the thing, like not like the bar, but like there was like a concrete thing next to it. And then he just like smashed it. And he's like, here,
Was it open?
And then he opened it. And then, cool. But before he did it, he did like a jokey, like he was going to karate chop it. Yeah. And he's like, I'm just kidding.
Did you laugh?
And I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Did you do that Tristan laugh where you don't think something's that funny?
Ha!
Ha!
Ha! Ha! Ha! Hey, if you've heard that laugh, I didn't think it was that funny, but I wanted to be polite.
Yep.
But you know what?
Hey, are we talking about you know what? Man, I don't talk about that on the air.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay, what do I know?
Jack.
Yeah?
I think we're
doing ASMR.
We're doing ASMR now. Jack, I think we're reaching a point where we play a game.
I think we usually do that around now.
Yeah, so why don't we play a little game we like to call.
Would you rather do?
Yeah. No, we just do what you rather. It's just called.
Okay.
Jack, it's just called
getting rid of the grammar, I guess.
About that a lot.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want to burn me? Would you rather want to see me fly?
We're back.
That still remains one of the first things I've done for the radio show.
That was on our demo.
Yeah.
Like, you came in about an hour before we recorded our demo and made those two songs.
Yeah. What was the other one?
The other one is Impressions Minds.
It was Impressions Minds, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think I did Who's the Artist, which we don't play anymore.
What was the theme for Who's the Artist?
It was Who's the Artist. No, I don't have it.
Oh, it's gone?
Yeah, it's not gone, but it's just not immediately accessible. Right. So this is a game we like to call Would You Rather. Jack, I understand that you'll be the Would You Rather maestro today.
I'll be the Would You Rather. I'll be the Dan Would You Rather-o. All right, here's the first Would You Rather. Would you rather this is all going to pop off in the whole... Oh, never mind. Wrong section.
Right, that's wrong section.
Okay, would you rather only be able to eat meat like Jordan Peterson or...
Isn't it his daughter?
No, it's him and his daughter.
Oh, okay.
Which is just horrible.
Dude, I was back home, mm-hmm. and a person who I was not like a close friend of mine, but a friend who was like, hey, this is my friend.
Yeah.
The
a
person
friend of a friend.
A friend of a friend. Person listening, if they're listening, they'll know exactly who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, you know, like Jordan Peterson's daughter only eats meat because she gets. I was like, well, I don't need to know that.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That was a really long...
I know, it was dumb. Sorry.
Long explanation to say you don't care about something.
No, sorry.
Okay, so would you rather only be able to eat meat, like Jordan Peterson, or only be able to eat vegetables, like about a billion people on this earth?
Okay.
This is a tough one.
So I can only eat meat.
You can only eat meat.
Do I have my selection of meat, or do I...
You can eat whatever meat you want. You can get weird with it, have whale.
Do I have to get weird with it?
No.
Okay.
You can eat ground beef...
Oh, that's
all
disgusting. That's so weird.
I mean, you can have it cooked.
Oh,
for the
oh, okay. I was.
You were allowed to apply heat to this meat.
Am I allowed
to? You can yeet this meat, and you can eat this meat.
Okay, so I'm allowed to apply heat, but enough heat so that it gets cooked.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Not more than that. You can't turn it into charcoal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's I don't know how I'd eat that.
Exactly why you can't.
Yeah. Also, if you want to guess Jack's middle name, 604-822-2487. Most engaging radio.
It starts
radio.
With an A and it ends in a W. I feel like I've dipped my hand.
And then only eat vegetables. Is that like, is there like...
You can eat, okay, you can't eat meat. You're basically you're a vegetarian.
Oh!
You just have to either only eat meat products, no seasoning, no nothing, or be a vegetarian.
But about a vegan, what about like an egg? Can I have like an egg cream? Like I have
There's no eggs in egg cream.
What?
There's no eggs in an egg cream.
What?
An egg cream is milk, soda water, and a syrup.
Oh, what am I thinking about then? Maybe I'm thinking...
You think of a boiled egg?
Yeah.
Oh, no. There's eggs in boiled eggs. Well, there's one egg in a boiled egg. They've tried to put two eggs in a boiled egg.
Well, sometimes you're lucky you get those doubles in the...
That's true.
Those double yolkers.
Hey, I'm sitting across from a yolker.
Hey.
Okay, so you can eat eggs. You can't eat meat.
So wait, you said I could only eat plants, but I don't think eggs are a plant.
Well, they grow from something that eats plants.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
But you can't eat the thing that eats the plants.
Mm-hmm. Fish.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
What about a creature that doesn't eat plants eats other animals?
Absolutely not. That's double meat. That's two layers of it.
Two layers of meat?
Yeah.
Two layers of meat eating involved there.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me I can only eat meat, including the weird ones, and I'm allowed to cook it.
And you're allowed to cook it.
Or I can only eat
vegetables
and eggs.
And eggs. And milk, too.
And milk. Cheese?
Yeah. Sure. You can't eat any other fermented foods, though.
So kombucha is out.
No way.
Beer?
No. You can eat non-fermented alcohol.
Oh, okay. So I can just, like, go blind.
Yeah.
That's not how that works, as I just say that.
So not. If you can find non-fermented alcohol, you'd win the Nobel Prize in economics.
Wow.
Because it's so much cheaper.
Hey, move over, Richard.
Pryor.
Yeah, Nobel laureate in economics.
He was a laureate? He won the lottery and got it?
Yeah. So you can't eat sauerkraut, though. That's a fermented food. And it's also made of cabbage, so.
I said no fermented foods.
But I'm just checking.
I don't care if it's a fermented vegetable. It would be a bit weird if you're eating fermented meat.
What about? That's what they do with, like, fish in certain places in Scandinavia.
All right.
They do fermented shark.
That's gross.
I know.
I don't care. If there's any Scandinavian listeners, don't ferment fish.
Scandinavian listeners, correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a way of preparing, I think, shark or a similarly cartilaginous sea creature where you literally bury it in with some sort of chemical or like maybe in a bag or something at the very least, like a plastic bag.
Those two high-tech things, with a chemical or like in a bag.
And it ferments underground for a certain amount of time, and then they eat it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't like that idea at all.
Or like lutefisk is like a fermented fish. Okay, so the I
rapper?
Can't.
Huh?
So I can't have any of these
you
fermented
can't have
fish.
Fermented foods. I don't know how many more times. You can also doubly not have them because they're meat. They're.
If I'm you, just if you checking eat, all the parameters.
If you try
of
to
the
eat
meat,
if you try to eat a fish that eats other fish and is also fermented, somebody will come shoot you in the head.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. So now you're adding.
Yeah.
Adding
this is
things.
This is like a monitored thing.
Oh, so I'm getting constantly surveillance. This is like a 1984.
Yeah. This is a 1984. As in, you have if you live that long, you have 1,984 years of not eating meat.
Am I allowed to? So I am getting constantly surveillanced.
Yeah.
So am I allowed to write in my journal about my deep political thoughts?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
It's just a food thing.
Oh, it's just it doesn't.
Yeah,
relate.
No, it's they're not like.
What if I'm writing about wanting to eat meat?
They'll come slap you in the head. They'll come punch you in the back of the head while you're writing, like on your stomach with your legs up in the air,
kicking them in the air, of course.
And you're twirling your hair and your fingers.
I'm writing lots of hearts on my eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in that case, I think I'll take...
You're writing your name as Tristan Meat a bunch of times.
I think I'll do only meat, because I feel like... Actually, no, I'll do only
vegetables. Only meat would be horrible.
Yeah, that'd be bad. Only vegetables. Yeah.
Okay. All right, next, would you rather? Would you rather get beaten up every day for a year? Would you rather get beaten up every day for a year, but not that hard? For every year. Or get beaten to within an inch of your life once a year.
Oh, man. How good are they? How good? Okay, in the inch of your life, how good are they at measuring?
They know. They'll always stop.
Oh, okay. So they
have a ruler. They have a death ruler.
And they're able to see where the inch of my, this is
they
like, we're getting
there. They measure
the
length of the teeth they punch out, and they're like, oh, no, that one's a bit big.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm getting, like... savagely like
a scene in a movie where a guy like a prisoner like loses control on the prison guard that's like been beating them or something.
Oh,
and the camera zooms in and you just see them going like wham wham wham.
Oh god. Yeah. Okay. And then in the other one I'm getting beat up, but to like, is that like
it's still like varying degrees, like maybe you'll be walking one day and a guy will sucker punch you or a guy will like come punch you in the nuts,
but it's okay, but like that's not, I wouldn't call that a beat up. I thought,
or they'll come up and like a couple of guys will like kick you for a bit,
kick you around, push you around.
And I mean, like, they'd really kick you in the nuts if they came up.
Okay, stop saying that.
Stop saying nuts,
yeah. Okay. Okay, is it the same person every time?
Yeah,
oh god.
Well, you don't know that they're wearing a mask.
Oh, so yeah. It's kind of like what's that thing, that Black Mirror thing, the white.
Oh yeah, it's the lion. The white bear.
The white bear.
That's what it's called.
They're wearing a mask, so yeah. But I know it's the same person.
Yeah.
So, okay, is there ever a point where I'm getting beat up once, and their mask, I go to reach to protect myself, and I accidentally rip off their mask, and I see it's like my dad or some other like close family friend or something. And I'm like, it's been you this entire time?
I think that's a discussion you have to have with your dad.
No, but like, will that happen?
Depends on how much you pissed off your dad.
No, I'm
saying...
There
may or may not be ads put out in the newspaper.
I'm saying, is the person who's constantly beating me up someone I might know, and I might... there's a chance I'll find that out and question my reality.
I'll answer this.
Is it like a
I'll answer
situation.
This obliquely.
Okay.
Most murders are committed by people you know.
But I'm getting, wait, but this isn't a murder.
No. I mean, the stats may be different for getting randomly beaten up.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying.
And it's you? That'd
yeah.
be horrifying.
For you.
For me. For you, I'd be laughing. Yeah. The scary thing about the Joker, he loves crime.
Yeah.
That's so scary.
It's the scariest part of most criminals I've found, that they love crime.
And then, I get, this once a year, is it the same person as well?
Yes.
And do they wear a mask, and do they, I know them if they are
You know
aren't.
Them very well.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
They're like...
They're a very close personal friend.
Jack is shooting daggers
me.
At me. Okay.
It's not me. But it's someone else that you know very well.
Like who?
Starts with an N. Rhymes with trick.
Nick, no.
Yeah, I mean, you have some waiting time now because of the state he's in.
Yeah.
But still.
He could still probably, like, if I knew, like, if I had to get beat, well, that'd be almost worse getting beat up by the end of your life. Not for, like, a pride thing, but it would take longer. So it would
be
a longer
true.
Time
yeah.
of getting beat up.
It'd they be wouldn't like, be going the distance as far.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's 11 inches of life to beat out. Of someone.
Because everyone has a foot of life.
Yeah.
So I'm getting...
But cats only have 9 inches. That's why they have 9 lives. Yeah. 1 inch per life.
Yeah, but they don't tell you that when you're...
Buying
you,
a cat.
When you're no. you know, that's not in the fine print of the cat purchase.
No. Not in the manual.
Not in the manual. Manuel. That's a name. Okay. So...
Hit me with it.
I don't... Hey, that's... I'm the one getting hit.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Okay, Jack, can I breach protocol here?
Yeah.
Which one would you pick?
Whoa, man.
If you had a choice.
I don't know.
Being
if
the
I'm,
only
if I'm
seer.
Picking, see, here's my thing. Okay. I don't like being beaten up.
No, neither do I. That's my that's my main dilemma.
That's my main sticking point. Here's a question I have.
Okay.
I'm going to flip the script on you.
Oh.
Would the beatdowns be visible every day? Like,
am I answering?
Yeah, you're okay. answering now. If I'm going into work and a guy, like,
uh-huh.
Why is me going to work so funny to you? Like, if I'm walking
like
out
you're
of
going to work every day with a shiner, like,
yeah.
that'll be.
I'm in a relationship. People will ask questions. Like, let's say I'm walking out of my apartment, guy bashes me in the nose with a frying pan.
Oh, yeah.
Is my boss going to see my, am I going to look like a pug? Is the boss going to say, like, man, what happened to you? Or is it some magic thing where when I'm getting beaten up then, it doesn't show up?
Neither. So when you accept the thing, a memo goes out to everyone you know.
Oh, wow.
Who are like, listen, he's going to be beaten up. It might be in your presence. Do not try to stop it. Just let it happen. And if he has a few cuts and bruises coming into like his work or his favorite coffee shop, then...
I feel
don't
like that could be
you know
taken
why.
Advantage of by bad actors.
Yeah,
like
someone
people
like
in my life who want to beat me up anyway.
Yeah, like bad actors, you are gonna
yeah
be involved. There's gonna be
Dean Cain's gonna
Dean
come
Cain,
up.
John Travolta,
Billy Zane.
Billy Zane. There's gonna be a few bad actors.
Yeah,
who are gonna go take advantage of your situation.
Tommy Wiseau, he read my tweets about his movie. He's like, this guy is going down.
Why?
So.
He's serious. He did. He's doing a Joker thing
for years now.
Yeah. So that's what my answer to that question. So what would your pick, and then I'll inform my pick.
I'd pick.
This is your unofficial pick. Just saying, like, if you were in my position,
I'd pick getting beaten to within an inch of my life once a year.
Okay, I'm going to do the opposite of what you do. So that was going to be my plan all along. So I'm going to get beaten up every day.
All right. get ready tomorrow, man. Sleep with one eye open.
Wait, it's when I can
the
sleep?
The game's real, man. Give me a sleep. Guy can burst in your room with a sock full of nickels.
No bruises.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the one they said.
What?
I don't know if that's the thing they said. Won't give you bruises. Is a sock full of coins?
Is that's what the main threat is? The main threat. No bruises.
Yeah, they do phone books.
Well, you know, I'm getting mixed up. I'm thinking of Full Metal Jacket, where they beat him with bars of soap and socks.
Oh man, really?
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. It's a
Ow.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the next Would You Rather before we talk more about people getting.
This is a movie. It's a fictional recounting, but it is a brutal scene.
Yeah. Is it Private Pyle that gets beat up?
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather eat a 5-pound bag of gummy bears every day?
I have an idea where I'm going, but I will wait till I hear the second one.
Or have knives for hands.
Oh, knives for hands. One knife per arm?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they change in size every day.
Whoa, so I can wake up with like two like bastard swords, as they're called in Scotland?
Bastard swords.
It's those types of swords that you need like two hands for.
Oh my lord, no swords.
Oh, okay.
No. You imagine? Try to wave high to someone, chop off the guy's face next to
you. Wouldn't even be able to lift your arms up. It'd be so heavy.
You'd need to use your other arm. That probably is another sword.
Yeah. Okay, so no. So what would you...
It could be anything from a paring knife to a cleaver.
Oh, okay. But not like a decorative knife that some religious denominations wear. Would that
count? No, you wouldn't have a...
Like
maybe.
A dagger?
You could have a... I hardly know her. You could...
Dag.
You could have a dagger, yes. Okay. Nothing longer than 12 inches.
So like the amount of inches in a life. I'll remember that.
That's why knives are so deadly. Because the deadliest knives are 12 inches long.
Each inch is the amount of life being taken away?
Yeah.
Wow, that's why swords, because they got to take a lot of lives. So.
Yeah, did you say swords?
Swords.
Swords.
Sometimes I'll say words wrong.
What a day.
What a day. And then eat... Yeah, are they the sugarless, sugar-free ones?
No, they're not the Haribo ones.
So just classic garden variety.
Yeah, they are Haribo, but they aren't the sugar-free ones.
Okay.
Do you want to give the listeners a primer on what the sugar-free gummy bears are like?
Without getting too graphic, they can be... Okay, how can I say
they're
this?
Harmful to the intestines.
They're harmful to the intestines.
And they're fast-acting.
They're fast-acting. And...
They loosen things up.
They loosen things up, yes. For whatever reason. I don't even know why.
I think it was the type of sweetener they used or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll feel like you have the flu.
Yes, out of a certain part of your body.
Yeah. And so these are Haribo, just regular Haribo. Haribo. Haribo.
Haribo.
Haribo.
In
regular.
German, the slogan is, Haribo macht Kinder froh und ihr wachsen ebenso.
Whoa, what does that mean?
It's kids and grown-ups love it so. I think it's a wonderful world of Haribo.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Is Haribo German?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
Huh. You're in how many German classes now?
Well, I took three, but we didn't learn about Haribo.
Well, I didn't learn much of German culture.
I know. So, knives for hands, I wake up and it's different every time.
Yeah.
I will choose the gummy bears.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want to like go to hug a loved one and hurt them.
It's true. You can just hug them with straight arms, but then you could stab through
someone,
their arms.
Yeah, and then stab there's someone else. I feel like, and I'm a very like uncoordinated, clumsy person.
I would definitely describe you as that, yes.
So I can imagine that wreaking havoc on my own life and the lives of others.
Yeah. I can see that.
I remember last time I was walking down the street and I saw a man.
Just the other day?
Just the other day. I saw a pretty lady, didn't know what to say. And I saw a guy eating Haribo gummy bears just like out of a bag.
Yeah?
For some reason that was weird to me.
Was it like a Ziploc bag? Like was it a bag of Haribo gummy
bears?
It was
a bag of Haribo gummy bears. I just didn't think that. I don't think that is a walking around food. You know what I mean?
Can you list some walking around
hot
food?
Dogs, donairs, chips, maybe.
So no sweets. Would you say ice
cotton
cream?
Candy and ice cream?
You're at a carnival.
You're at a carnival. Or maybe even a chocolate bar.
Chocolate bar, definite walking around food.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that I'm worried about if I got gummy bears and was walking around, I'd drop one and I'd just immediately start crying.
Oh, yeah. Because you have to fight the urge to suck it off the ground. That's why you're crying. It hurts so bad.
And then
to
I
resist.
Wouldn't be able to, and I'd cry because it tasted so bad.
And it's so gross and germy.
Yeah. Germy the German gummy bear, as they call
Ivan Schaven, Ivan Ho.
That's how it went.
Yeah. Something. Is that all the would you rathers?
That's all the would you rathers.
As you just sort of scoot my laptop over to me.
Be gone from me, like you garbage laptop.
Like a child who's done with dinner.
That's me.
That was a little something called Would You Rather.
Would you rather want to hurt me? Would you rather want to make me cry? Would you rather want
to... Okay, that's that. We don't need to listen to the
whole thing.
So, Jack, we're about reaching the end of our show.
We're reaching about the end of our show.
And you know what? No one has called in
no
to
one
guess
has called
your
in.
Middle name.
I'm frankly offended. If you'd like to call in and tell us why you haven't called in and told us your name,
yeah,
you can call at 604-822-2487.
Yes, thank you.
Part of the reason why I'm so offended is I assumed UBC was like most universities in the 90s in a movie, where everybody will, as they're getting ready for the night out, turn on the radio, man, and they'll be like, you're listening to CKNW, the sounds of Humber College.
And then, like, REM is like, yeah. I wonder long. Yeah.
Yeah. I expected a lot more REM from both of us.
Yeah.
Instead, it's Sophie and Freak Dream. Not even Vampire Weekend, man.
Well, I guess we could have played them.
We could. We could play. We have...
Nah. You're the people, hey, if you know what, people who want to hear the new Vampire Weekend, you've heard it already.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
You know. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
If you have to ask, you know who can afford it? Not you.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
You ever hear about that principle? It's like you have to be able to buy three of them if you want to buy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I have three dogs.
You can buy nine dogs?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no. I thought it was if you can afford one, you have to buy three.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you misunderstood.
Why do you think I have
one?
So many TVs?
Yeah, I've always wanted... I thought that was you were just holding on for a friend, but I guess...
No. I mean, I'm holding on for dear life with my finances, man. You go to the bar, I buy three beers.
Yeah, well, I mean, am I right?
I tell you what, three beers for this Three Musketeer.
Yeah. Every time you buy a Three Musketeer, you're like, fine, thank God, I can only buy one. That's thank
this
you.
This is the life. I buy deep box sets of Three's Company. Like, yes.
You buy. So, why are we talking about this?
My middle name is Andrew.
Ah, it's out, people.
And this is like the 10th or 12th time I've said it on this show. Just not even deliberately.
604-822-2487. If you care about this guy's middle name, if your name is also Andrew, Andrew, I hear you listening. I hear you listening to
Andy
me.
Wender.
Andy Wender.
You're on the island. You're on the island. I know you're listening to me.
We know it. You taught us poli sci.
103.
And
I think it was 103.
It was 130 maybe.
Yeah,
there's probably. Definitely a 3 in there.
Yeah. We were in Sozi 103 with Doc Mallard.
Just calling out all professors.
Hey, calling all professors. Call in 604-822-2487.
So why don't we stop this show?
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, let's cancel this show. Let's give
hey,
up.
Hey, show, we read your old MySpace posts. You canceled.
Do you think they did that for every canceled show?
Yeah.
Like when, I don't know what's a canceled show. When like
Community.
When Community was like, probably Dan. I can't remember. There's probably some.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. When Firefly.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, Joss Whedon.
Joss
Whedon, you wrote some of these characters a little bit too snarky.
Yeah.
You canceled. And then they got the cancel hammer.
Ka-chung!
Rugga-gugga-gugga.
So, Jack, anything that you'd like to tell the people to check out, notably other work you've done?
Other work that I've done. I wrote the third most read article of the UBC this week.
Yes, you did.
Pretty proud of that. I recorded and produced and reported a podcast every month for the UBC. It's called Extra Credit. You can find it on now, not just the website, not just the iTunes, not just Spotify, not just SoundCloud. Actually, just those four. But we're on SoundCloud now and Spotify. Check us out. We're called Extra Credit. Mm-hmm. We have a new episode coming out on the 1st.
Jack drops the veil of ridiculous energy he gets on the show, and he's a serious journalist.
Hey. I start every episode by saying, if you're a fan of Radio Pizza Party, throw your phone in the river. It's going to be nothing like that. And then I play audio of me telling you, Tristan, this show's serious.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll leave. Bye.
Yeah, and then you hear the door. You hear a reverse creak slam sit.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye. What do you have to promote? Are we doing plugs?
I just wanted to say if you like the show, you can subscribe on iTunes.
Give us a review.
Drop us a line. It is CITR-... Radio Pizza Party on iTunes, as well as on the CITR website, which you can listen to us every week.
Every week. We are on here every week.
6 to 7:30 Fridays. And you can listen on the old radio, which you might be doing, or you can listen on to the old online, CITR.ca, which you also might be doing right now.
Yeah, hope you are.
Feel free to follow me on Twitter, TBone_Wheeler.
You can follow me on Twitter at Jack_Lamming.
Read some things that I'm publishing in the student newspaper, the UBC, and follow me on Twitter. That's my main output, those two things.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, Poppy.
Oh, that was a bit weird. I didn't like that.
Poppy to the...
Oh, to all the dogs out there.
All my dogs. Bye.
Rock, the usual and the weird, or it could be something different. Oral Tentacles, Thursdays 12 to 6 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Is there a problem, officer?
Yes, you've gotten a noise complaint.
Fight the power and listen to the brand new podcast from CITR 101.9 FM, Noise Complaint. Episodes will be released every Friday starting January 18th with performances and interviews from some of your favorite local bands. Kamikaze Nurse, Psy, Princess Apparently, Fake Fruit, and so many more. Subscribe to Noise Complaint on iTunes or download from CITR.ca starting January 18th.
You want it all, but you're too slow.